Blog Talk Radio.
And co team, and I'm looking on the site here, and I don't see anybody on the air. I just talked to Rob, and Rob's out in cop country making his way back, and I don't see Phil Coe, so I'm going to give Phil Coe a call now. So here we go. We'll try this out if I can remember his number. Let's see. We'll put Phil on speakerphone. Kind of like to do and then do a prank phone call on some of those talk shows. Let's see, and two ringy dingies.
Hey, Mike Bova.
Hey, you're on live with Bova Thrasher and Co. Where are you?
But am I really?
Yeah, you got to call in.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the.
Okay.
My mother's on. My mom's on the phone.
That's okay. We'll do the show right now. You're on the air right now.
No, am I?
What? Yes, you are.
Dude.
So don't. Yeah. So,
if you called me, you could do that. You could call somebody else to get them on the phone.
Well, the thing is, I got you on speakerphone, and I'm on the air right now, live. And Rob is coming back from cop country. He was out at a place, and he's like, hey, can you start the show, man? I'm on the road. And I guess he's hitting every red light from here to, I think he was coming from Trenton area to New Hartford back to his house or wherever he's got to go. That's funny, man, every single red light. So, hey, so we're on.
Timbuktu, huh?
Yeah, so I think people can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I don't know exactly how that works with technology.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe this will be edited, so.
Yeah. Hey, that's great news though today, man. That was really good news.
Yeah, good stuff. You know what? I didn't get a chance to get over there, but I'll swing over there tomorrow. Did I tell you that? I left a message for you earlier.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and then I replied back and sent you a message.
Okay.
So.
Didn't know. So hey, anyway, man, I'm doing this thing, UNY Progress. I don't know if you have seen it on Facebook or not, but I'm all over Facebook with this UNY Progress thing. I really want to do this nonprofit to revitalize upstate New York and to shake some things up. So,
oh, nice.
I haven't seen you on Facebook. So, have you been on? Here and there.
Sporadically, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Andy's been on more than me, huh?
Yeah. Probably, yeah. I've talked to him a little bit. So.
He says that he talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got what do you call it? Book there.
What's that?
He got what's his name there?
The 90 Minutes in Heaven.
Your Best Day. Joel Osteen, he
got Joel Osteen. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be the victor and not the victim. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, so that's cool, man. You know, he enjoyed that whole thing there. That was a good speaker there.
Yeah.
Church there.
Yeah.
Hey, so it's going good. I got put in my application here and there.
Okay.
Doing the jingle thing.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and put my application in at various places. And,
right. Yeah.
And I think, yeah, so that's going to go. And, yeah, you know what? If people out there listening, if you want to pursue your dream, by all means pursue your dream, but quit your job.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing
working,
is, go ahead.
You know, pursue your dream while you're working.
Right.
Do, you know, and grow your business, grow your clientele.
Mm-hmm.
Because the neat thing is, when you are working and you have that steady income, you're going to take more chances in a good way with your business. Whereas if that business is all you have, we have a tendency to kind of hunker down and, you know, not really take
sure.
a lot of chances and not. You know, and we can have a tendency to devalue ourselves
mm-hmm.
and settle
Right. Yep.
When you're working and you know that you got steady income, it's just like, you know what, I'm just going to, this is what I'm charging, this is what,
right. Yeah.
This is what the industry standard, the industry rate is, and I'm worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the big things that I learned. I mean, because I do, you know, not toot my own horn,
mm-hmm.
but I do a good job doing jingles. I can do any vocal style, any speaking style, singing style, you know, music style, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, but when you're, you know, when you're like, oh, I got bills coming up, oh, you know, I don't want to name a price that they might not like and then not get the deal, then you devalue yourself, and then they're looking at, well, gee, that's all he's asking, or I was able to haggle him down to that, well, how much, you know, is his service really worth?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, hey, oh, another thing, too, is you hear this one other thing I learned. You hear people say, hey, you know, give me a good price and I'll recommend you, you know, to people. I'll get you business. And,
mm-hmm.
and now I've learned, no, you get me business.
Oh, sure.
Give me some business, then I'll give you a good price. I think you reiterated that fact to me, too. So it's
yeah.
like, no, you get me some business, then as a preferred customer, I'll give you a good price. Don't blow smoke up my butt. Say, yeah, kid, come on, you know, with you and me, just give me a really good price, and then,
yeah.
You never hear from him again.
Yeah,
you know?
I think Rob's on the air. Rob, you on?
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Yeah. I got Phil on speakerphone. Can you hear Phil?
Yeah, barely. I kind of wonder what was going on there. Thought it was the.
Yeah, see if you can hear him now. Can you hear me now? Speak. Say something,
Hello?
Phil.
Speak.
Hello? Hello?
I
give you $3,000 for a jingle. Is that good?
Maybe they hear you talking to yourself. You go in, all they're hearing is,
Yeah.
I'm going to check the light. You know what? As long as they got you to phone, let me check.
Dude, just use your cell phone to call in.
See if I got the line. Yeah, is it a good...
Just use your cell phone. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Dude, I think I'm good. Wait, I'm checking.
Yeah. All right, do you know the number? You got to go to radio.
I got the number, and then just put me on the queue.
Yep.
And
there you go. All right, bye.
Oh, God, this is great.
yeah, so I start the show. I'm like, hey, we are live, and no one's around. Yeah. I'm talking to myself.
Who's this we? You got a mouse
myself.
In your pocket?
We are live with Bova. Bova, no Thrasher, Bova, no Co. Yeah.
Co on a speakerphone.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, Phil. You haven't learned that lesson yet.
Yeah, so I go, hey, I'm gonna call Phil. I'm gonna make a phone call here. I got him on speakerphone like they do on, like, you know, one of those talk shows, whatever, when they're going to make a prank phone call. And, jeepers.
Listen,
so
the sooner everybody realizes they can't, the sooner everybody realizes they can't rely on us, the better off we'll be.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey man.
I mean,
you know, this is,
you know,
this is improv at its finest.
Yeah, right. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. What do you want from me, kid?
Hey, here's one of the things you got to learn in business: is you got to roll with the punches.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's if you
got
to
learn
that,
to roll with the punches.
Well.
And I'll get Phil on here, and there he is.
Hey.
Wow, there he
hey.
Is. Man, I
Whoa.
Thought somebody locked you up in a friggin' can or something.
Whoa.
I don't think, where's
Phil? Yeah, they got me. They hit me locked up in Stalag 13.
Yeah,
one of them.
With
their
pants
logs.
Up. With your pants up to
nothing.
Your neck.
I know nothing, Hogan.
Since
with
the pants
up to your neck.
Oh, you know it. You know it. Yo,
no
that's the way
of
I
availability.
Roll. That's the way I roll, brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He rolls. Roll
so,
with it. So what are you guys talking
what's going
about?
On, guys?
Jingles?
Bernie Google?
I was going to get ready to talk about jingles, or especially our jingle contest.
Yeah.
Our jingle lottery,
yes,
as
yes,
you call it, Rob.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell people about our jingle lottery.
Yes, yes.
All you
yes,
need is
people.
A dollar and a dream. No, I'm just kidding.
But you have to do it. Hey, but you have to do it like a Japanese game show contest. You have to go, so super happy jingle fun show. Jai-hoo! Oh, this is super happy jingle fun show. Your chance to win super happy fun jingle.
Super happy fun jingle.
Fun jingle. I like that. I like that.
Super happy fun jingle.
Super happy.
Yeah, dude.
It's super happy fun jingle time.
Sure.
Oh, dude, right. You should totally do a jingle. You should do a jingle for your jingle lottery.
Oh,
or actually,
brilliant.
It'd be jingle lottery.
It'd be double, super double
jingle,
jingle lottery.
Jingle lottery.
Jingle lottery. Yeah. And you know what? You can do like, okay, so you won your jingle, but do you want to do double or nothing? Oh, what is double or nothing? We're going to give you a jingle plus 4 hours at the Chinese buffet.
4 hours.
Oh, dude,
four
I could
hours.
Do a lot of damage.
Dude,
I could do a
I'll
lot of damage in 4 hours.
I'll tell you what. I told Rob, I said, let's you know have the three of us go to a Chinese buffet, right? And we'll get there as soon as they open up. You know, I mean, we'll be waiting for them to open the doors up. We'll go in there, and let's see how long we can stay.
We'll have a tent out front.
Yeah. We'll be waiting in line. About time you guys opened up.
Oh,
dude, you know what happened? You know what happened? Thrasher would start chowing down, and then about maybe like 10 minutes later, he'd be like a grizzly bear that got tranquilized. What's wrong, Rob?
I can't do it, Captain.
Oh, dude.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain.
No, you know me. I can eat, man.
Oh, dude. And me too. For a little guy, I can pack away to do it. It's crazy, man. This one
you
time.
You guys will go the whole 4 hours, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'll go four hours.
You know what? It's all about pacing yourself.
you got to pace yourself.
See, I don't have that kind of willpower. There's no, I've done
right, yeah.
15 minutes. I'm full. I got to go home and go take a nap.
Yep.
I know, you're always in that fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
Like
I might not get
like,
another meal this week.
Dude, yeah, you're always eating like it's your last meal. It's like, dude,
yeah.
Rob, slow down, man. It's like, wow, you almost bit my finger.
Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we die.
Dude, you get your hand too close to his plate. You get your hand too close to his plate, and he starts snarling at you. Arr.
Draw back
dude,
a flood.
That's why they call him Thrasher, man. He'll thrash you.
Yeah. Thrash, man.
I will fork you if you get
too close
to my plate.
No, you got to read the sign, though. You have to read the sign. Attention, customer. No forking out of customer. Absolutely no forking.
Keep your forks to yourself.
No forking other customers. Oh,
hey,
man, I didn't read
sign
that.
Management.
Yeah. Can't you read?
Wow.
I'm sorry,
not.
It was in Chinese. I couldn't read those squiggly characters and such.
All the L's are
yeah.
R's and shit. I can't read a thing in here.
Yeah. The only thing I recognized was Prince's new symbol, you know, the artist formerly known as. That's the only thing I recognized out of the whole Chinese symbol thing.
Yeah, that's because Prince is banned. Prince is banned from their place. Prince, you come in here. All you do is eat
yeah.
all the purple food. You eat all purple food, and you never leave no purple food for nobody else. You go now. You eat all grape.
Right.
You come in, eat all grape jello. You eat all purple squid. You go. You crazy, Prince. You crazy.
Yeah,
he's got some weird taste. Prince
yeah.
does.
Yeah, and after he eats all that stuff and goes to the bathroom, now he's got a purple drain.
Look like somebody wrote all over the bathroom wall with leaky marker.
Okay, I got to ask, is there really purple squid? Or
oh, dude, yeah. Those little squids, man, they're purple. They got the little purple ink and stuff
because
they wet themselves right before they kill them. And like, they wet themselves. They kind of
right.
sound like Michael Jackson.
I wet myself. I wet myself a little bit. I'm just a little squid. I wet myself.
Yeah.
You do the little squid walk. Dude, you know what
wow.
I want to know? You know what I? You know what I want to know? It's just
what
like you see. You never know. You never know what you're going to see when you go to these Chinese food places, especially the buffet. And you see these things. They look like a cross between like a cockroach and a crayfish. And it's just like, okay, did something like accidentally walk in the plate, or is that something I'm supposed to eat, or? And then
I've
the question
seen those
is,
things. What
yeah,
are those?
Dude, it's like, how do you eat it? What do you do? It's like, what's the proper procedure for eating a crayfish? It's just like
yeah,
I'm used to catching. I was used to catching them as a little kid in the stream,
uh-huh.
and playing with them until they pinch your finger. You know, you're like, oh, mommy, oh, Bobby bit me. Bobby, who's Bobby? Bobby, my crayfish. Dude, and now you got to eat it? No. Do you, either you guys know the procedure for eating a crayfish?
I think you pull the appendages off, you bite the head off, and then you suck out what's in the middle.
Oh, dude. Now, is that your philosophy for life, or is that... You got to suck out what's in the middle.
Yeah, my philosophy
Sicilian,
for life is...
You got to take life by the appendages and suck out what's in the middle.
Sicilian crayfish eating 101.
Life is a crayfish eating, my son.
Sicilian crayfish eating, you should put the gun up to his head. And then
pull your own arm off, damn it.
Say hello to my little friend. I'm out of order. You're out of order. Oh, snapsy doodles.
Yeah. I think you gotta put it on the table. You gotta take your fist and do a hammer fist on it. And then whatever comes out of it you just eat.
Whatever comes out. No matter what the color, purple, green, or blue.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like
guts,
kind of like a mini Asian pinata. You whack the crap out of it, and whatever comes out of it, you eat.
Right.
Little tiny bat.
What about when Grandma beats the crap out of Grandpa?
Everything comes out. Same thing.
Spare change is falling on the floor, and the little grandkids are taking it. Oh, look, Ma, I didn't know Grandpa was a pinata. His teeth fall on the floor.
Candy just came out of his ass.
His teeth fall on the ground, and the kids, oh, look, Grandpa. Hearing aid falls out.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Grandpa.
Poor Grandpa. He don't deserve this. He's a nice guy.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Taking
nice
her
guy.
Crab.
Poor Grandpa.
Taking Grandma's crab.
Poor Grandpa. Yeah, that'll be me in 30 years.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Poor
you know, the sad,
poor
you know what the sad thing is? The sad thing is about us Italians is the older that the men get, they lose their hair. And then the older women, the women get, they start growing hair. They start growing hair on their lips, and the men start losing their hair, and they get all wimpy. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. You know, I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, the whole universal.
Yeah, men don't lose their hair. I mean, I know where my hair is. It's in the bathroom drain. It's on my pillow. I know where it is.
Yeah, you didn't lose any of it. It's all present and or accounted for.
Is it pinata?
Yeah. You know what happens is the hair grows inward and comes out your nose and your ears. What's up with that?
Oh, right? Man. That's just like, how about when the hair grows out of the tip of somebody's nose?
I'm thinking
you got that much testosterone coursing through your veins that your body's like, okay, we got to put it somewhere. Where's it going? How about right out the tip of your nose?
Yeah.
Hair right out. And how do you style it? What's the style that you can do? Can you make like a nose goatee or something or like a soul patch on the end of your nose?
I don't know. That would be a nose tee, yeah.
A nose tee.
Yeah.
Or you could braid it like a Fu Manchu. Yeah. Oh. Not out of your nose itself, but right the tip. I've seen that.
Dude,
it's just like, oh, man.
Coming out of a zit.
Listen, you know what?
I went to an Asian buffet, okay? And they had one of the waiters there. He had this beauty mark about the size of a dime on his face, and it had five hairs coming out that were like 6 inches long. And I'm like, hey, Kwang Lo, you can't see that? You can't see that coming out? Do you think that helps me digest my food better? Seeing that tentacle thing coming out of your face?
That's how they keep you from eating the seafood and the squid.
You know what they do? You know what they do? They send him at the end. If they think you've been there too long, send him at the end so you lose your appetite.
With your facial squid.
So me, you, and Mike will be chowing down there. We'll be like chowing down. Oh, this is good. Oh. And then, oh, you guys need something else? Oh, no, I'm set. I gotta go. It's like, okay, thank you, come again. But see, he didn't say thank you, come again. That freaking growth on his face said thank you, come again.
Yeah.
It's like,
high pitched.
Okay,
thank you,
come again.
Yeah.
No, they'd see me coming a mile away. They'd send Squidface right out to make sure I didn't eat too much.
Crap. Oh, man.
They'd send old Squidface right to me. There.
Dude, why is your deal. Dude, is your middle name Hoover?
Yeah.
Or is it Dyson?
No,
loss
I don't
of suction.
Eat that much. I don't eat that much. I just look like I do.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. I don't look like I eat much, but I freaking pack it away. I could pack away three full plates.
Oh yeah.
And then dessert.
Wow, that
you
is
know.
Yeah.
And then if I wait, and then God forbid, we just sit there a little longer and talk for a half hour. Hey, who wants more?
Oh, I probably love you coming in there.
Oh man.
Yeah, you gotta
no.
start. You gotta start passing gas so it makes some more room.
Oh man, it's like what? It's like. Where you put it? Where you put this, Guaylo? Where you put all the food? Round eye? What you got? You got black hole in stomach?
Oh, you got Harrow Reg?
Harrow Reg? Oh, man, yeah. I have Harrow Reg.
Harrow Reg.
Harrow Reg. How are you?
Harrow.
Oh, I can't stop thinking about the new Gottfried movie. I can't wait for that to come out, the Pixar deal.
Yeah.
What was that called again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think it was the skunk
the
that
skunk
thought he was
a duck.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. That's
the skunk
cool.
who thought he was a duck, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
it's
got
gonna
the
be,
exclusive
gonna be
on
good.
That. Breaking news, too.
Yeah, breaking
right.
win on news,
no,
yeah.
No,
yeah. Yeah. With I can't wait to hear what's his face there? Christopher Walken is the wise old rabbit.
Oh,
it's,
yeah. Fantastic.
It's going to be good.
It's
going to
be
good.
Awesome. We should do our own trailer for it. Just kind of guess what it might be.
Oh, sure.
Do our own little trailer. It won't exactly be Pixar, okay? The animation will be a little rough, but they'll get the idea, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely,
like
definitely.
Quality,
will you stick figures? Will you stick figures?
Yeah. As long as they get the voiceover.
Hey, Thrashmeister, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
How good is your camera? Can your camera do like up close? Can it do pretty good like HD quality?
Yeah. It's real good, real good.
Well, actually, doesn't have to be HD, Phil.
Oh.
It
gotcha.
Is.
Yeah, just
it's a 1080.
Okay,
yeah,
because
just a decent resolution. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we're going to do a commercial. Mike and I are going to shoot a commercial. We need your help on it. It's for USC, the business college.
Okay.
And basically we're going to be asking clients, you know, the kids that go there, the people that go there, you know, I'm going to interview them. I'm going to say, well, what do you like about going to USC, you know, and get them their input on it. And then I'm going to say, you know, when they're done saying their spiel, I'm going to say, hey, do you know the USC jingle? And they'll be like, oh, sure. I said, well, go ahead and sing it. And then they'll sing, you know, USC is, you know.
Sure.
And then at the end of the commercial, I'll say, hey, well, there you have it. USC, the business college, the place to go if you want to, you know, learn, you know, whatever about business and all that. And, you know, come on in and check us out. And you'll be saying, USC is a place for me. You know,
right.
And that'll be like kick butt.
Yeah,
it'll be
that
a
sounds
killer.
Awesome. That's awesome. I meant to upload that. Mike, can you see on the switchboard where the audio is, if I have that in there yet?
Let's see. Let me get to the switchboard here.
I got it over to Hart. So,
yeah.
If everybody
on Facebook talking to some people from K-Rock. Let's see.
Just make sure sure it's low.
You
like try 75%. Try 75% if there's
a percentage of
volume.
Go 200, you wuss.
Dude,
yeah,
no,
so
you know what it comes out is? It comes out as this.
It sounds like one of those really old beat up cars with a big sound system in it, and all you hear is.
It's because it might not be in stereo anymore.
I'd like
it might be mono.
Fries and a medium Coke.
Yeah. I love Brian Regan's thing about how he goes and buys
a timeshare. He got
yeah,
a. He
goes,
ended up buying a timeshare in
yeah,
Florida.
Yeah, he bought a time. He bought a he bought a franchise in Pensacola.
Oh, that's
you like
it, yeah.
Franchise in Pensacola? Now, what you have on here is you got the intro, which is what played, you know, the
oh, okay.
filter jingle there.
Yet.
You got something that's named Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
And that's basically it.
Like,
what you have in the music file.
There should be like
yeah.
a dozen of them in there. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
what'd you
boy.
Do?
I'm a very good uploader.
What'd you
yeah,
do, Throb Rasher? And hey, has anybody
yeah.
ever called you Throb Rasher?
Not till today.
Well, I heard something
listen,
new.
Listen,
does that sound, does that sound
what,
like a serious? Does that sound like
just,
a serious malfunction or a serious disease? You got a big case of Throb Rasher.
I've heard a lot of Lasher and Trasher, and my whole life I've heard some
yeah.
variation on it, but you're clever. You came up with one I never heard of before.
Yeah.
Rob Rasher, yeah.
And it's got to be the most obscene one you've ever heard. Rob Rasher.
Rob Rasher. Yeah, and if it's Rob Rasher lasts more than 4 hours, see a doctor.
If Rob Rasher lasts more than 4 hours. Dude, man, what happened, bro? What did you just get? What did you get funny? No, I'm just kidding.
I come up with some singers now and again.
Dude, yeah, you do. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. I'm proud of you,
well,
kid. I'm proud
I'll tell
of
you. What.
Dude, we should totally do, like, you know, we got to do these viral videos, man. We got to do these viral things and put them on YouTube and stuff, the whole Kenny
yeah.
Kwan thing, because, you know, we want these things to get millions of views. I saw this really stupid one. It's these two little kids. They're animated, and they do this farting song in the bathtub, and it's had 178 million views. I'm thinking,
some of the dumbest
so
stuff. You know why? Because it's all 16-year-olds, and the dumber it is, the funnier they think it is.
Yeah,
man,
that's true.
All the young
yeah.
kids, they just click on it. You know, it's like word. It goes viral online, but it's as much word of mouth as anything. Somebody says, come here,
yeah,
I got to
yeah.
show you this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we should do a bunch of viral stuff. If anyone wants
yeah.
to find out about the jingle thing, you can win a free jingle from the Jingle Master, the Jingle Meister, right. Phil Cole,
yeah.
by go to Facebook and search for Media Minds, Media
right.
Minds, M-I-N-D-S. And then on that site, we also have the sample of the jingles that he's already done, and we have a thing where you can click to fill out the to contact us to request to get a free jingle. We just want to know a little bit about your business, and we have to have a meeting with you, and
sure.
people want stuff from you after. Not a lot, though.
Yeah.
Just a couple links and stuff. No big deal.
We have
yeah,
ways
yeah.
of making you talk.
We have ways yeah. to make your jingle pay.
Yeah, you know, and just to basically find out what style they want.
Sure.
You know, basically, because, you know, generally I come up with, I'll come up with a style. I'll come with up with a kind of a feel of what I think the jingle should be by the,
right.
the type of business that they, the, you know,
sure.
that they do. I mean, if they're
yeah.
if they're if they're a tire company, I'm not going to suggest jazz to
right.
them. You know, it's like, hey,
right.
you like tires?
Unless they have,
yeah, you like tires on your car?
Tires.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's like, wow. And you hear, doom, 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 doom. You like tires? Sure, we all like tires. Come on down and get tires on your car. It's like, okay. Yeah, that definitely wouldn't work, you know. So,
no,
yeah.
probably.
So
yeah.
I would, you know.
Something like Born to be Wild or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Get your motor running. Wow.
Yeah. But hey, you
get
know,
your motor running.
Trasher & Co., when people listen to the show, whatever, we offer advertising services. I've talked to a lot of businesses, you know, and they're not doing well. And I predicted
no.
that back in 2010. I said, listen, 2011 is going to be tougher than 2010. Oh, no, the analysts are saying 2011 is going to be better. Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
well, who are the
that.
Analysts? Because I'm telling you right now, man, it's almost halfway through the year, and most businesses
yeah.
are really having a tough time. So
yeah, I haven't
you need to
up,
really
yeah.
get your yeah, you need to get your advertising and marketing streamlined. So better, you know, better commercials, like Rob was saying, you know, better billboard advertising, better print ads.
Yeah.
Better internet ads and
right.
you need to really
update your website.
You're throwing your money away. Yeah.
Update your web page.
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jeff Gluey.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cobbler whose son has no shoes over there.
Oh,
right?
Snap. Oh.
Well, you know what? Wow.
Oh, hello,
wait,
Pop. This is Kettle.
Next on My Friend the marketer.
At Boba, Thresher, and Co., there's no holds barred here.
Oh. Wow. Dude, Bulldog Thrasher goes for the jugular.
Well, he was probably a little bit upset about the Throb Rasher lasting more than 4 hours.
Oh, I got a throbbing rash. It's lasting 4 hours, and it's tearing the crap out of me. Is it contagious? Those were very bad times. The kids were very mean to me. They used to knock me down and shove pine cones in my butt and call me tasty cakes.
Wow.
No, that was my ode to the Jerky Boys. Oh, they were funny. He was incredible. There, whatever's Brennan, Jimmy Brennan, or forgot what his name. I know his last name's Brennan. Hilarious. He was the funny one of the Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
The guys that used to prank and call people. He was great.
Oh, yeah.
He knew exactly how far to push it, and then, you know, they'd go, the person on the other end would go, excuse me, and then he'd get, like, serious and go, I was just wondering about your products, you know, and then he'd start to go off the deep end again, and then when they'd start to get offended, he'd kind of pull back a little, he'd keep them on the line for a while. Oh, it was great.
We got to try some of that because, you know, they had to stop doing it because of the FCC. You couldn't put people on the radio unless they knew they were on the radio. We don't have that restriction here. We're on online.
Right. The FCC.
Try a little bit of that prank stuff there. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure. We can prank Phil's mom.
Sure. Get her on the horn.
Michael Bova, my son needs a better website.
Phyllis, you just won a jingle at our jingle lottery.
Can you write a jingle about my cookies? Mrs. Go's cookies. They're great. Let's give her a complex. Mrs. Go's cookies. They're adequate.
Oh, no. Wow. Oh, boy.
What? You don't like them? What's wrong with them?
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow when we get together, Phil, I'll take. We'll update the website, all right, buddy?
Hey, you heard it here, folks. They're going to go on my website, and they're going to go, what the heck did he do? What? I changed the font.
I gave
him a groovy font.
Yeah.
No, dude, you've been good, bro. Dude, I know how, guys. This guy, Mike Bova, he's got so many irons in the fire.
He should be
a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I think all of us do, though, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob, you're doing like eight different things. I'm doing.
Yeah, I got about.
I've got so many different things that I'm doing.
You got to though.
You have to diversify.
Yeah. You got to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to Chuck Bartlett last night, our friend Chuck Bartlett, and he's like busy. I said, yeah, man. I said something inside of me just keeps driving me. He goes, me too. I just, you can't stop. I mean, it's almost like you turn this thing on and you're like, you're in work mode. You're in, you know, I mean, it's crazy. You're just like deeds. You know, I just want to work and do whatever. And then it's really hard to shut it off.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a dimmer switch or something that we can replace the switch.
You know what else too? That computer is way too easy for that computer to keep you up till 1 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
You don't even realize it. And your brain hurts from your brain physically hurts. Like I can't do one more thing.
Yeah, I remember years ago when I was in the apex of my studio producing business and really working on people's projects and things, going just so excited and doing that literally I would be working all through the night. And I'd glance up, and I'd start to see the light of day. And I'd be like, oh, man, it'd be like 4 in the morning. I'd be like, I got to get some sleep. You know?
Yeah, you can lose track of time fast on the computer.
Yeah. When you're on the computer, you know, time flies by so fast. It's, you know, in the blink of an eye, it's already 2 o'clock, and you're like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah, it's very easy to get caught up in that stuff. But you know what? It's just a great tool, too, because you do get excited. I mean, like this new thing, UNY Progress.
Oh, yeah, I know it. I know. It's cool.
You know, bringing change to New York State, man, revamping New York and stuff, it's like, especially upstate, it just,
I'm passionate
about it.
The way we do business.
It's like,
yeah. Has to change. Has to change.
So,
yeah. Can't continue this way.
I know.
Yeah.
Grassroots, you know.
Yeah.
But what do you do when you call the congressional switchboard or the White House switchboard? You call the government switchboard.
And you all got are
answering machines.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Moo, okay. It's like you tell them what your concern is, and okay,
right.
And tell them the state that you're calling, where the state you reside.
Right.
And then they patch you in through the congressman's, your representative's number, and then all you get is
letter.
Please hold. Your call is important to us. Okay. All right. And then you get their assistance answering machine after that. Okay.
So you get like Dell. You get hello.
Oh my.
Good job.
Dude. Yeah. You know what's sad? Oh yes. Hello. This is Roger. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Roger,
yeah. You're Roger. You're Roger. No. Maybe
this is
Rajneesh.
Bob Smith?
Yeah. Exactly. Hello. Yes. This is Bob Smith. Uh huh. Okay.
You have reached
okay.
the senator's office. He's in India.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Bob
dude,
Smith.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Oh yes. I understand fully. You don't understand a freaking word that's coming up out of my mouth. I understand fully.
Yeah, I will send you form letter 3. Thank you for your time.
Bro,
yeah.
Bro, I've had to stop some of them, and I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And why do I always act like it's my fault? I'm like, I'm so sorry, I can't understand. I'm so sorry, could you say that again? I'm always, like, it's not my freaking fault he can't speak English.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
I understand what you're saying, yeah. You want me to speak louder? Okay, louder's not going to do it for me, man.
No,
I need
louder.
I need to enunciate, yeah.
Yeah. Do you understand the words that are coming out my mouth?
And slower's not going to do it either. What that do?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
okay,
I understand.
I will speak slower.
Yeah, I understand they have a different dialect in Omaha, so I'll speak slower for you. Sure, Bob Smith from Omaha.
Yeah.
What's the weather out? What's the weather outside in Omaha? How are the camels out there in Omaha?
Hotter than hell.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very hot. Very hot season in Omaha, Nebraska, right? Yeah. Okay. I am in
Grand
Rapids, Michigan.
New Delhi. Yeah, all the same.
You're near New Delhi too. Yeah, I'm near the deli too. I'm eating a nice ham sandwich in the deli.
In the deli.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the state of our affairs. You know, just raise the taxes, tax the businesses, so then they've got to outsource in order to stay viable, in order to even be competitive in this world economy. They've got to outsource to India.
No, it's bullcrap. Bullcrap.
Dang.
You know,
I know, man. Things should be done different, man. I used to blame the companies, but you can't. If you, Mike, if you're a company owner and you have so many mandates and so much red tape and so many freaking taxes, and they are tapping you 6 ways to Sunday. I mean, you feel like, you know,
especially
whatever.
In New York. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All the regulations, you can't hardly run a business.
How many businesses move out? What about CP? Remember Chicago Pneumatic? They went.
Yeah.
They went. Moved down south because they couldn't do business up here.
I personally know of 3 small businesses who are people who I know who own and run the business for years and years and years, and they're in Florida. I know at least 3 of them. They're in Florida right now.
Oh sure, yeah.
You know.
Yep.
That's all.
Yep. And because New York State got greedy, okay, they're missing out. They are literally missing out. They would have made if they reduced the taxes of even those 3 businesses. The reduced tax of 3 businesses is way more than an increasing the tax on 1 business.
Right. No.
But they don't get it.
Not
I mean,
that,
we're just
right? Just income tax in general will make people want to be here.
Right.
People want to leave, especially small business owners, because they're getting hit three ways from Friday. They get the corporate taxes, then they pay the employees' taxes. I don't think most people understand that the company that you work for pays whatever you pay in taxes. They also have to, certain parts of that, they have to match that. It's double taxation. So the corporation's paying corporate taxes if it's lucky enough to make a profit in this state. Mm-hmm. But corporations get taxed multiple ways. And then when you talk about increasing the everyone over $250,000, that could be any business that makes very little profit.
Oh, sure.
Any small
sure.
business.
Yeah.
People don't understand, and they fall for the class warfare thing. It's like, listen, we need rich people to pay the bills.
Right. You know what?
Because
Rush
Limbaugh, it's going to be me stuck here turning out the lights. I can't pay the bills.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh put it this way. Then this is very eloquent. Rush Limbaugh said, he goes, I never met a poor man that hired anybody.
It's true.
Poor, well,
yes,
you know, if you're trying to take rich people and topple them, then you basically you're toppling the whole structure. And I think they know that. I think they know that. Here's the thing, too.
I'm afraid they do know that. That's the scariest part.
But get this. You get this. You get other countries that are saying to us, that are coming back from the desolation, from the crap storm that is socialism, they're coming from that, and they're saying no, you turn around, you're going the wrong way. We came from there, and it's a bunch of crap. We're trying to be more like you. Please don't try to be but Obama's got this. He's got this I guarantee to break the bank of the American economy until I get my agenda. I promised you change. I just didn't tell you the type of change that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's the type of change he's talking about.
That's
socialism.
The change, yeah. Changing right over to a socialist, Marxist country.
Yeah,
Marxist,
I know.
Who defeated the...
Oof.
Oh, man. How about that victory? Our intel guys, our military and intel handed him that victory the other day. How'd you like that one?
Yeah, dude, you know yeah, you could have Rob, you could have given the okay. Yeah, shoot him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shoot him. Then you would have been the hero.
He asked me, Phil. He asked me. He called me. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He hot dialed me the red phone. I picked it right up. I said, do it.
Do it.
I pulled the trigger on that one.
Yeah. See, Rob's got a different number. Rob, when he calls a congressional hotline, it goes right through.
Oh, I go straight through.
He's not going from someone's answer machine to another answer machine to another answer machine, and it says, I'm sorry, we have a high call volume today. Your call number is 7,891. Your wait time is 4 days.
Exactly. See,
yeah, I don't
this
get
is the
moon
thing.
Job.
This is the thing they don't understand about the Thrashmeister. He is meaner than a dog crapping tax. You don't want to get on his bad side. Shoot him.
Yeah.
Take him out. And I don't mean to Sizzler. Don't take him out to Sizzler.
Right.
Take him out.
Yeah.
Take him.
Hey, listen, man. You know, so many people are skeptical about Osama bin Laden's death.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people don't believe that he's dead.
Yeah, that's just,
you know,
there's always going to be those conspiracy theorists. That's always, they're always going to be there.
And you know why?
The picture ain't going to change their mind either, I'll tell you that.
You know what will change their mind? This is, I got it. This is, what do you see in the movies, okay? When the villain gets killed, okay? They get rid of the villain, and then right after, there's a song. Ding dong, Osama's dead. They got him bad. They shot him in the head. Ding dong, Osama bin Laden's dead. He's gone. Dude, then to believe it. They're like, you heard the song, didn't you?
Oh, my God.
Did you hear
maybe
the song?
He is dead.
Oh, yeah.
You just changed my mind.
Hey, listen, guys,
ding
we got...
Ding dong, Osama's dead.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we got about 50 seconds.
50 seconds, my friend. 50 seconds.
Before we go off live here.
All right, let's go. Go register to try to get a free jingle. Facebook, and then search for Media Minds, M-I-N-D-S. And then listen
nice.
To Phil's jingles. Go now,
listen
do
to
it.
My
do
jingles.
It.
Listen to my jingles. Dude, and they'll be like, it sounds like pocket change.
That's
jingles.
What I put up there, pocket change.
Jinga, 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 jinga.
What else?
Oh.
Tri-tonemusic.com.
Yes.
Yep.
And enjoy the new website.
Jingle Mania. The website will be updated before midnight tonight.
Yeah. Hey, check the website tonight. check the website tonight, then check it again Saturday, and you'll see. You'll be impressed.
Awesome. Oh, dude, that's so. I'm excited.
How about
excited.
I just walked into that one? I didn't even know really know what was going on. I just
it's going
right
to be just
that.
Like Christmas Day. It will be just like Christmas Day. What has Father got us? What has Father bought us? He got us a new website. I love Father.
So the show was on, but not streaming.
Not
there
extremely.
Go. Yeah.
I got a question for you.
That's funny.
Tell me something. Yeah. Now watch. Thrasher will get incredibly funny now. Waka waka. Hey, I just flew in from Albuquerque, and boy, are my arms tired. Dun-dun-dun-sh. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
How come Osama bin Laden espoused to hate the West? I mean, I hate the evil West. I hate the West. They're evil. Yet when they got him in his compound and they went into his compound, they found American DVDs. They found Nestle products. They found
Coca-Cola. Pepsi.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola and Pepsi, so you know
Coca-Cola
it was
and Pepsi.
Crazy,
okay.
Man.
He was probably doing a taste test.
One. Pick one, will you?
I can't decide. They both taste evil. They are both equally
so
evil. I cannot decide.
They're both poison. Yeah.
They're both equally evil.
Oh, man. Dude, yeah. I wonder what DVDs he had. He probably had, like,
I think he had Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and he had fried green tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
And he had Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants,
and some lucky Navy SEALs sporting his entire porn collection, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't believe it! How did my tape get out? I did not release my tape. This is terrible. I'm so embarrassed. That is one DVD I would not want to see. I would not want to see anybody's sex tape, especially Osama bin Laden's.
Oh.
You're a very, very bad girl. Very, very, very bad girl. Not as bad as the West, but very bad. Oh, dude.
Yeah, he turned against us right after we helped him beat back the Russians, remember?
Yes, he did. Yeah, we gave him all that technology.
We helped him beat the Russians, and then he said, "You're evil now." What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, dude, I know. You know what that reminds me of? It's just like, you know, all the money that we poured into him and his regime. It's like, what if the $6 million man did that? We can make it Colonel Steve Austin, a man barely alive. We can rebuild him. We can make him better, stronger, faster. Hey, the heck with you guys. I'm going to the nudie bar. Get out of my way. And he busts through, and then he just becomes this mean, raging alcoholic. And
hey,
come on, man. We gave you a new arm. Yeah, you gave me a new finger, too.
Yeah, but we'll beat you with it if you come near me.
Dude,
I'm kind of like the $6 million man without all the expensive parts.
Who do you, are you, dude? Are you the $6 man or what?
$6, $6.50.
$6.50. I'm the $6.50 man.
$6 man.
Rob Thrasher, a man barely alive.
Yep.
We can make him bitter.
Rob Thrasher. $6 minute man. Six minute man.
Snap! Are you gonna take that? Are you gonna take
first,
that, Thrasher?
First, apply some of this cream. Apply the cream to your rash. We'll clear that up. There's $6. Yeah. Now we need 50 cents.
Now you gotta take care. Now you gotta take care of this Robin.
I only got 50 cents left to deal with this.
Dude, that ain't gonna do it.
Oh my gosh, listen. We should do a spoof on those Viagra commercials. And then do the whole Throb Rasher thing.
We got too many spoofs to do as it is.
If you experience an erection lasting more than 4 hours, break to your friends.
Tell everybody quick.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dude. Yeah.
Get on the phone ASAP.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah.
You guys don't believe this.
Right.
I'm the guy they were talking about.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, how much longer? 6 hours. I don't know what's the record, Butch.
6 hours.
Oh, man, I'd like to I'd like to be the guy that at the Guinness World Book of Records that got that phone call.
Right.
Sir, we don't do those type of records. No, but I'm serious, man.
It's been 6 hours, man.
We're going to have to verify it.
You're right. Yeah.
I got a clothesline. I got a clothesline tied to it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to close.
Can you imagine that? That's actually someone from Guinness's job. So what are you doing today? Well, you know, I do a bunch of different things, but yeah, what are you doing today? I'm watching somebody's penis.
For 6 hours.
Wow.
6 hours.
With a stopwatch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as 6 hours of his life.
No, you know what I heard, though? Dude, I heard you could get like, injured or whatever, that you would...
Yeah.
What would happen, though? I mean, what would be the injury? Huh?
You'd be banging into things.
Knocking stuff off the shelf.
Running into walls.
No pun intended. Right, Bulba? No pun intended. You're banging into things. Yeah, you would.
You'd be knocking lamps over. You'd be...
Oh man, your wife would be get the heck out of the house.
You are moving out of here.
Yeah.
Watch. Yeah, dude, watch this. She locks him out, and then you hear ding dong, and his hands are behind his back.
Yeah. Okay, we're calling.
Candygram.
Yeah.
Candygram.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother. Oh, man. We run the whole gamut, don't we?
No, brother from another mother. Dude, you're
talking
right,
about
man.
Everything. Talking about,
we
talking
take
about
you to a whole mother level.
News. Yeah, whole mother level. Talking about erections lasting more than 4 hours, man.
I'm going to have to flag this one as adult content, I think.
Yeah, because we talked about banging into things. It's gonna cost at least $600 to bang that out.
Oh man!
Craziness.
Just crazy. You're so crazy.
I can't believe it. It's very crazy. Crazy for you. Oh, it's hard to do him because he's getting older. His voice is changing. When he was younger,
you go,
he talked like this all the time. You could say, hey, I'm Christopher Walken, and it was easy. But then his voice got gravelly. I can't do that.
Yep.
I can't do it. The gravelly. I can't do the gravelly walking.
Gravelly walk.
The gravelly walking. Mm.
Yeah, just so you know, we lost the show or something. I don't know.
Yeah. There you go.
It's Debbie Downer.
Well, it was
gentlemen.
Fun. It was real. It was fun.
Dude,
yeah,
man. Hey, we got you to create some phlegm there, Rob. Rob's like, oh. You guys suck. Good for you.
I had that last laugh really put me over the edge. I can't breathe now.
Oh, the lung function. Oh,
broski. I'll take out the lung cookies when I edit it here.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, so.
Try to remove the lung cookies.
You probably didn't
know Rob has a bionic lung.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he blows. He blows really hard.
Remember, I need bionic parts. I can't afford them. No, can't afford
to buy
$6.50.
Tomorrow.
Man.
Tomorrow, you coming over at 10?
Yeah. Do you want to run out to Spink first?
Yes, I do. Yeah, with you?
Yeah, I'm going to pick you up. You go out to Spink. Let me
I like it. I like the sound. Yes, dude, that's cool, bro. I like that. Awesome, bro. Yeah, so what time you want me to be ready?
How about I pick you up like at 9:30?
Sounds good, bro. Yeah, we'll get some coffee or something.
Yeah, is that too early for you?
I got up at 6 today.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I was up at 6.
Rob,
I went to
Oleana. I'm like, hey, you want to go on and do the route today? Yeah, what time are you coming over? Like, 11? like 9:15? Oh, I don't know, man. Dude, would you just smoke a pack of cigarettes or something? Or
No, dude. Here's Mike. Mike was imitating me. Mike did his imitation of me in the morning. Mike goes, Phil, here's you in the morning. Hey. Hi. Mike always knows. Mike goes, because Mike's talking 240. Mike's like, yada, 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 yada. And I'm like, uh-huh. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Phil, you're not awake, are you? No.
You're like a deer in the headlights.
Dude, it takes It takes me a bit.
I don't wake up very.
I call Phil up and go, hey, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you up? I go, did I wake you up? He goes, yeah. I'm like, well, consider your wake up call. And it's like, I mean, there's like dead silence. It's the only time you can catch Phil not saying anything. Oh, I'm up early in the morning. Did I get you up?
Dude, have the show in the morning. Have the show in the morning.
Headlight.
You guys will get all the airtime you want.
Yeah.
Phil, you got something to say about it? Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
You guys are funny.
Phil in the morning, yeah. Man, he sucks.
Phil
in the morning.
All that wouldn't exist. That would not exist. Phil in the morning.
Phil in the morning. Oh, man.
Oh,
he was pretty good in the morning. It's Mark Piersma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's pretty good in the morning. Now they just extended the show from like 7 to 10 or something. He's on for like 3 hours. He's now he's like the. Remember the day show was on for like 7 to like 9? And then they expanded it to like 7 to 10. It's like, God, how much today's show can you have? It's going to be on all day pretty soon.
I know.
Right.
It'll be the all-day show with Hoda Kotb and What's-Her-Face Calf Killer.
Yeah, but they can't. Listen, they got to go up until The View because, you know, the whole.
I had an idea for a show. 5 different women with 5 different.
It's like cheapest creepers. Lady, you can't even talk.
I had an idea for a show. I saw a train wreck, and I heard all the women screaming all at once, and I wanted to make a show about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
First of all,
today
we
went great.
Too many, what's that?
Today went great, guys.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
We all got
yeah,
to
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really good, man.
Yeah.
It was a good rhythm for today's show.
Yeah, we were clicking pretty good. I like that. That was good.
Yeah, there wasn't. Dude, it wasn't like. Where the ball drops between us and nobody gets it, and then the ball's coming again, and all three of us run and knock our heads together. Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Like where you got three guys going, wait.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
good,
yeah,
man.
No, it was show really, like, well, kind of like the Three Stooges a little bit, Keystone Cops, yeah.
Yeah. See, we're learning. We're learning the rhythm, man. And
now that
Rob's getting funnier, now that Rob found it funny.
Yeah, Rob found it funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Rob's a funny guy.
He is. Yeah, you fun guy. You like mushroom. You fun guy.
Oh, you fun guy.
I gotta go.
All right, Robbie.
I gotta go.
Have a great night. Get a good night's sleep, and we'll catch
right
you later, big guy.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Talk to you later, guys.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye.
See you tomorrow, Mike. Later, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.